KLK, K4HNR.
R N4ZLK.
How you doing? Good to hear ya.
Surprise, I'm glad to hear you this afternoon. Hope you had a good day.
It was a crazy Monday. I was coming down 25 and thought I'd turn the radio on, and right before I got to the Walmart here in TR, had to run in real quick, but I think I heard you and Patrick finishing up a conversation and thought I'd give you a shout when I got back in the truck. I'm heading home now.
Earlier, that's good to hear you on the radio, and jump in any time. How did the painting go yesterday? Was it just the ceiling?
This morning, I thought my arms were going to fall off at the shoulders. My shoulders are killing me. Yeah, it was just the ceiling. Took way longer than I thought, but it looked a lot better than I thought it was going to. It took 2 gallons, and it took about all day. It took about as long to cover everything and the prep work and the teardown work as it did to actually do the painting. And we were exhausted.
Well, your boss happy there? I'm sure she was directing from the couch. I'm just kidding. No, that you did a good job of covering everything. That I've done that, but I've also tried to cut corners and I'll just be real careful and not spend all that time prepping. And sometimes you get away with it, but not every time.
But yeah, I'm glad I put in the effort to do everything, and I think we'll slowly tackle the walls this week. I'm really glad I got some cheap, poly film to just cover everything, and I'm glad we did. I was stepping in paint and dripping paint, and I kicked, when we had, an inch left in the bucket, of course, I kicked it over, and I'm glad we covered everything, or else we would have had to replace all the floors and get new furniture and everything.
A really good idea there, Connor. That's funny. I guess you painted, was it just the downstairs there, that whole ceiling that covers the kitchen and the living room?
Yeah, we just did the living room and the kitchen. Then we were able to, at the end of the day, take all the poly down, and then we'll just kind of, move some furniture out of the way as we work our way around and do the walls this week. But, it took all day just to do those 2 rooms. I'm glad we didn't try to do more than that. It was taking forever.
Is when you do the walls, you can just run one layer of that polyfilm, or one length of it along the wall. You won't have to cover everything.
A much easier process. I wanted to try and get everything done yesterday. Of course, before we started on Saturday, I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna get up early and knock it out, and it'll be easy. It goes up fast, and of course, that wasn't the case. So we ended up calling it quits early and made some dinner and just laid low the rest of the night, and here we are. Now we just got to finish. But yeah, we really need to clean up. It's pretty splotchy. We're noticing now from that the previous owners, I think, just tried to touch it up here and there, and it just needs a fresh coat of paint.
Make a difference, a fresh coat of paint. Are you going, what color are you going on the walls? Is it similar to the ceiling?
Mentioned it's the exact same color, so we've got that going for us. At least so it blends in pretty nicely. It looks pretty good.
Something off of a white, obviously, then.
Like an off-white color.
Ceiling.
No popcorn ceiling.
Right, people are starting to do it now. The people who didn't live with it years ago are now thinking it's a cool idea.
Bought by Furman. I didn't get much of that. Not sure if I'm coming through, but here, let me get on past Furman and I'll try it again.
Well, it's just reception in that area.
Yeah, I didn't catch what you said before.
Whiskey uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Connor, I said people who didn't live with popcorn ceiling years ago now think it's a good idea, so they're starting to redo it. Rusty? Go ahead. I'm speaking to Connor as my son-in-law, K4HNR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good afternoon, Shane, and I guess Connor's son-in-law there. Good to hear both of you in there this afternoon. I'm headed out to rehearsal, the first of 2 for the night. So I just thought I'd throw my call out there and see what was going on. Go ahead, Shane.
handbell choir rehearsal, Rusty?
I'm headed to the first one, handbells, and then I got barbershop rehearsals at 7.
On the same night. Yeah, Connor and I were just talking about painting a little bit. He and Gabby painted the ceiling in their house this weekend. Getting started. They just moved into a new house here, 2 months ago, Connor? Go ahead.
Rusty, nice to meet you. Yeah, we just moved in just before Thanksgiving and decided to put a fresh coat of paint on things. And I tell you, that handbell choir or handbell rehearsal, that sounds a lot more fun than painting does.
Well, if you're painting a popcorn ceiling, I hate those things. Unfortunately, my house has got some in them. And there's not a whole lot you can do about it unless you want to peel everything off and then start over. I have worked on popcorn ceilings. I've worked on other ceilings, plain, and I've helped remove popcorn ceilings. So, you know, there's a lot to say for what's in there. And if I had my way, I wouldn't have a house with a popcorn ceiling in it. Because, unfortunately, after a couple of years, that stuff starts letting go, and then it gets onto everything. Go ahead, Shane.
I was giving them a hard time about putting popcorn in there. They don't have that. They've got a smooth ceiling. Fortunately, I think the house was built in 2019 or something. But anyway, I'm going to leave it to you guys. I am about to get off at work here and get off the exit. So I'm going to make this my final. Connor, thanks for giving me a shout today. It's really good to hear you. Need to do this a little more. There's a lot of people out here you can talk to. A lot of good people. Say hello to Gabrielle, and of course, give her my love, and tell her to let you rest tonight, because I'm sure you're tired. We'll talk to you later. Rusty, enjoy the handbell choir and barbershop. Be careful out there. We'll talk to you later. At 4ZLK. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, Jane. Good to talk to you. Yeah, I'll be hopping on a whole lot more. I appreciate it. Have a good night, N4ZLK. Rusty, give me your call sign again. I'm about to call it as well. I'm pulling into the house. I'm going to start thinking about some dinner.
Okay, the call sign is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Or as my good friends say, I'm wound up too tight.
W-U-2-T. That's a mouthful. It's almost easier to say it phonetically, I think, but... Yeah, awesome. Well, good. Rusty, nice to meet you. I appreciate it. Good hearing from you. And, yeah, have fun at the practice tonight. I'm going to hop off here, but good chatting with you. I'll talk to you later. K4HNR.
Okay, Connor. Well, nice to meet you, too. And don't be a stranger on here. There are a lot of good folks on here. I just come back from Florida for two weeks down in Florida with my sister for Christmas and New Year's. So, and got to talk to folks down there on repeaters. So they're not quite as active as this one is up here, but, you know, a lot of good folks on it. So anyway, and, yeah, I'll get something to eat after the second rehearsal tonight. So that's the way it is on Monday nights for me. Talk to you later, K4HNR, W2T Mobile.